It's great to be able to have the director of the Center for Immigration Studies join us this morning, Mark Kerkorian. First off, Mr. Kerkorian, it's good to speak with you, sir. How have you been?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
You know, when I saw the story about your organization going from our Freedom for Information Act and the way it was being dealt with the media, I knew that you'd hit an important vein. I guess, is the important thing that you learned from this a number, 5.46 million? Is that the important core that you learned from this Freedom of Information Act request?
Yeah, I think there's two things. The number that almost 5.5 million extra work permits were given out by this administration over the past 5 years. That's not the regular immigration flow. That's not for the regular guest workers. That's on top of all of the immigration that we've had, essentially a kind of shadow immigration system the president has been running on his own. The other thing, though, is that they really, really didn't want us to know this, because not only did we have to file one of those Freedom of Information Act requests to get it, but when they gave us the information, it was completely unusable. It was in a kind of code, and they didn't give us any way to decipher it. They were like, well, this is what you asked for, here you are. The author, my director of policy studies, Jessica Vaughn, had to actually use backdoor means of contacting people inside the immigration agency to get the code book, basically, so we would be able to know what it was they gave us. They really did not want us to know this information.
Subterfuge, obfuscation?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, this is the most transparent administration in history, apparently. But if it is, I don't know how much less transparent you can possibly get.
All right, now I was deriving this 5.46 million extra work permits, but you said there was another number of interest as well.
Well, no, I was saying the two things were the number and then how much they didn't want
to
know.
I got you.
But when you break up the number of those 5.5 million, roughly over the past 5 years, fully 1 million work permits were given to illegal aliens. 500,000 were given to tourists. Nobody, why on earth are we giving work permits to tourists? It's like if you go to, you visit France, you're going to the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame and all this. You're not going there to get a job. If somebody's coming here as a tourist to visit Disneyland or what have you, that's what they should be doing. Why on earth are we giving work permits to foreign tourists, to illegal aliens? In fact, more than 1.5 million of these work permits this administration has given out, they don't know or won't tell us who they gave them to. In other words, were they a tourist too? Were they illegal aliens? What were they? They just won't tell us.
Now here's the thing. What do you believe the impact this is on American workforce?
Well, I mean, it virtually doubles the impact that immigration has beyond what Congress sets. Congress has limits, numerical limits on immigration, because frankly, if we didn't have them, we'd have 10 million people a year moving here. Well, this shadow immigration system, that the work permit system, the immigration that the administration has been running, basically doubles it, because it ends up to be about 1 million or more than 1 million work permits a year they're giving out on top of the 1 million green cards, regular immigration green cards that are given out each year.
A clear violation of law that undermines the ability for American workers to go out and earn a decent wage. And it's really interesting, because we'll see the new unemployment numbers or employment numbers come out tomorrow. And when you think 5.46 million, when people are excited about 250,000 jobs being added, you realize numerically the hole we're digging here for the American workforce.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no question about it. In fact, we've looked at just this question of over the past, I think it was 13 years we looked at, and we found that all the net job creation went to immigrants. In other words, there were Americans get jobs, Americans lose jobs, immigrants get jobs, immigrants lose jobs. But compared to the year 2000, there are actually fewer native-born Americans working, and there are more immigrants working, even though Americans made up the vast majority of the growth in the labor market. So what that means is there's way more Americans who basically have just dropped out of the labor market, and that the job growth that's happened over the past decade and a half has all gone to people from abroad.
So as we continue to watch this move forward, there's going to be, well, my understanding is your organization, didn't you have some of the representatives of your organization who actually testified on in Washington this week?
Yeah, there was a hearing on the House of Representatives side about dismantling of enforcement. Basically, you know, we're deporting fewer people, deporting even fewer criminals, let alone regular illegal aliens. And actually, the author of this report we're talking about, Jessica Vaughn, was one of the witnesses, because she's also very involved in the law enforcement end of it, working with people in ICE and with sheriffs and police officers.
You know, Gallup came out with a story this week saying the unemployment rate in America at 5.6% and referred to it as the big lie. These two have direct correlations.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something people, even apart from immigration, need to understand about what the unemployment rate means. When the government says the unemployment rate, that's a kind of artificial number. I mean, nobody's trying to fool anybody. It just statistically means a very specific thing. What it means is the percent of people who are looking for work and have looked, who don't have work, but are looking and have looked in the past 4 weeks. If you looked in the past 5 weeks, but not in the past 4 weeks, then you're not in that number. If you stopped looking, you gave up, you're not in that number. If you're a nuclear physicist who's forced to take a part-time job at a car wash, you're not in that number. So the unemployment statistics that are reported, it's not that they're meaningless, but they don't really tell you all that much. What's more important is what share of all working-age people actually have a job. And that number is actually low and has been going down for quite a while, even as supposedly the recession is ending.
By the way, if you want to keep an eye on this type of story, the Center for Immigration Studies has a great newsletter you can sign up for at the website.
Yeah, our website is CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org, and then you can sign up for we have a weekly update. We don't really bother people too much, but a weekly update of what's going on at our site. All of our publications are there. And we don't do the lobbying and faxing your congressman type stuff. What we try to do is provide the information so people can make their own decisions.
Now, when Mark Kerkorian calls information, what I call is numbers, hard numbers, which I think help in some respect because this is such a third rail issue for politicians. Speaking of which, I'd like to ask your opinion. What do you think the Republicans are capable or willing to do on this subject in Washington?
Well, what's going on now is that they're trying to pass the Homeland Security budget because they've separated that out from the rest of the budget. And it's fully funded, and the only thing is they put a proviso on the bill saying, here's all the money you guys asked for, but you can't spend it to give work permits to illegal aliens, which
right.
is what the president wants to do in this illegal amnesty. And even the problem is that even though they have a majority in the Senate, they don't have 60 seats, so the Democrats can filibuster it. And there are seven Democrats that publicly said they were against the president unilaterally doing this amnesty on his own, ignoring Congress. And yet every one of them has voted with Obama to support his illegal amnesty. So basically what they're trying to do is get enough of those Democrats to basically follow through, keep their word in opposing the illegal amnesty and pass this budget for Homeland Security.
Mark, I don't know if you'd be interested, but it was interesting. On this date in history, 1917, Congress passed, over President Wilson's veto, an immigration act that severely curtailed the influx of Asians. This is not a new problem in America. 1917, over the president's veto, which is, of course, what we're referencing just a couple of moments ago on their abilities there. Mark Kerkorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, can you hold tight for just a second, please?
Sure.
News Radio WJPF Sunshine today. Look for a high 28.